If y'all follow me, you know that I've spoken a little bit about what Dr. Joe Dispenza calls the emotional refractory period. And what that means is that you have the ability to choose how you feel. That's really the essence of it. And sometimes, yes, we all have bad days. How long you choose to stay in that feeling really determines whether this feeling is just a feeling that goes away and it allows you to get back to your baseline, or if it turns into something that becomes a prolonged personality. So what I want to work on here is on alignment. What does alignment mean? It means being aligned with your truth. The end of the day, you have permission to feel all of your emotions. You get to feel angry, you get to feel sad, you get to feel disappointed, you get to feel excited, you get to feel powerful, you get to feel questionable, you get to feel all of the feelings. The key here is, though, do you give yourself permission to change your mind about those feelings at every second of the day to bring yourself back into the alignment of who you are, of who your true essence is? When we are aligned with the truth of who we are, our life begins to flow. And when I say flow, it means that it doesn't have resistance. It's just flowing. It gets to be easy. So it's when you actually stop being positive for just the sake of being positive that you start to find alignment. And some of you have heard me talk about toxic positivity, and there was a period of my life where I felt like I was like positive to a point where I wasn't being authentic or aligned with my true self. I wasn't feeling my feel. So you get to do that, but it's how quickly you go ahead and bring yourself back to your alignment of where you want to be. So you get to determine the perception of each activity or any external stimuli in our environment that requires your time and attention. So if something upsets you, you get to reframe it. Yes, this sucked, but I am choosing to feel happy. I am choosing to feel good. We get to determine whether it's hard or easy, or if it's flow or resistant. I want you to make it a very intentional decision starting today, every time you wake up, to choose the emotion of the day. And if you don't want to choose anything specific, I want you to say something as simple as, I choose to feel good today. And you get to choose that emotion throughout the day. Even when things are going wrong, I want you to stop, take a second, look at it from an external viewpoint and say, this sucks, this really hurts, I feel sad, but I am choosing to feel good, or whatever it is that you chose. When things get in the way, I want you to just repeat this to yourself. Make it a mantra. Get into the habit of changing your emotions to be in alignment with where you want to be. You get to decide, and there is so much power in statements when you decide using your own internal desire and guidance. When you do this, you become a magnet for your dreams. But first, you must choose, you must be clear, and then you must declare it. And then you need to let go and trust as though it's already happened. You can feel it in your visualizations, you can feel it through your journaling, you can feel it through every piece of emotion that runs through your body. So this week, I want you to go ahead and in your journal, on a piece of paper, I want you to write down with clarity something you choose to bring into your life or to be. This is the key here though. I want you to be mindful of your words. Saying, I want to be happy. Saying that just makes you really good at wanting. Instead, I want you to change it to, I am happy. Become what you want. I am statements are so powerful, and you probably realize that if you did the affirmations playlist consistently, all of my affirmations were in I am form. Because the reality is if you keep saying I want, what you do is you become really good at just wanting. So keep this writing where you can see it. Every day, I want you to close your eyes and visualize or mentally rehearse that dream or desire that you have written on that piece of paper and allow it to manifest into your life. See yourself doing the very thing that you want that fills you up. What are you wearing? What does it feel like around you? What are people like around you? And I want you to experience everything that you're wishing for coming true. There is power in deciding. There is power in your beliefs. And lastly, there is power in feeling like your manifestations are already a reality.